Hi, I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Hillary Walsh. Welcome to Let's Get Rich. This is a podcast for entrepreneurs who are growing law firms so that they can live rich lives and leave rich legacies.
In each episode, we'll provide action steps to help you get unstuck, beat distraction, and find freedom.
Let's get rich.
Let's get rich.
Welcome back.
Another episode, and what a week.
What a week. I lost you, actually. I lost you, and I was trying to find you to record this episode because we have a nanny who is off this afternoon, and we have to go. And I lost you, and I found you, and I'm happy that you're here because I was going to record this by myself, and it wasn't going to be nearly as much fun.
Yeah. I was working hard.
You were working hard. That is the truth. That's right. When I found you, it's good that you weren't cracking jokes in the coffee room.
No, for sure. But this week, we're going to talk a little bit about leadership, right?
Leadership. We are going to talk about leadership in times, in challenging times, and really what your team needs from you. I mean, at least what I think, this is what I think teams need from us, and this is what I think people need from us. And I want to set the stage a little bit by talking about, you know, the reality is, and this is probably not going to be safe for young ears conversation. There's just too much, passion for me to not use four letter words, but here's the reality. I voted for Kamala Harris and I am extremely anti Donald Trump. And so that, you know, is going to, that's all I'm going to say about that. Like, we're not going to go into why and everything else. I just want to really be out and open that I'm not going to try to hide this or anything else. But against that backdrop, this is a very difficult time for my client base. For all, I mean, I have a predominantly female Hispanic employment force. Almost all Hispanics, in fact, but most of them are women. You know, and everybody has someone in their family who is going to be affected by this upcoming immigration changes. And on Wednesday morning, I walked into the office the day after the election, with the results, you know, just barely having been called, and my staff were crying. I walked in the office and they were crying, and you know, you and I had kind of tossed and turned, had a difficult evening. The first thing I did when I woke up the next morning, we went to bed early on election night, just like, you know, we're old and kind of wanted to get it over with. But I walked in, you know, I woke up, looked, saw the news and was like, okay, well, here we go again. I've done this before. I remember being very, very disappointed initially because Hillary Clinton was the first presidential candidate, female presidential candidate, who I thought really was going to do it. And I thought that this was going to be the moment I got to witness history. And I got a little bit of that optimism and belief and hope again this time, but experience had curbed my optimism, and rightfully so, because I was wrong. Kamala did not get elected. So I went into the office really disappointed, but not physically or you know, physically afraid. But the staff was crying because one of my team members had walked into the office and someone had yelled at her to go back to Mexico. Some stranger from across the street had yelled at her to go back to Mexico. And so, like, this is the climate that we now enter. I am, and I shared this with a team this morning, and I shared this with the team that morning. I am so privileged in the United States because I'm white, I'm straight, I pass as a Bible-thumping Christian based on my background. And I actually, I'm kind of like religiously amorphous. So I'm not going to really get picked on, or I'm not really going to face a whole lot of troubles or prejudice or animosity or anything like that. But everybody on my team is. So I shared with them this message that I want to share with all of you today. But I also shared it by caveating, saying that I stand on a giant platform of privilege as I share this. But from a leadership perspective, I hope all of you will perhaps consider doing what I'm doing as you have conversations with your team about this.
And I think it's important to view this as a opportunity to lead through change. And no matter who you voted for at this point, it doesn't really matter because it's over. So what we know going forward is there's a change coming. And leading through change is an important part of being a leader of your team. And, you know, you're going to have people who work for you that land on both sides of the fence. And you still need to show up the next day and work together on whatever you're trying to accomplish in your business and your mission. One of my favorite experts on leadership is John Maxwell. You can go to the store and pick up any book by John Maxwell and you will learn something on leadership. In fact, you can pick up every book by John Maxwell and even...
There would be many.
Even though there's overlap, you will still learn something in each one. And I think it's an important time to fall back on what you've learned, what you've heard, your own experiences, what you know, for those leadership lessons to lead through this time. Before the election, I had posted this and I had talked about this, that I really believe that our political spectrum is a pyramid or a triangle, not a straight line. And that is, at the top of the pyramid is our why. And we all tend to start at the bottom of the pyramid, which is our what. So at the very top at our why, if you ask anyone in America, do you want our country to be better next year than it is this year? Everyone will say yes, with a few rare exceptions. So if we start there and we say, look, we're all in agreement. We want this country to be better next year than it is this year. Okay, great. We're in agreement. Let's just stop right there for a second and say that's our why. And you can do the same thing with your team. Do we want to go after our mission to help 1 million people in our company? Yes. Good. Then we're all on the same page. As you move down the triangle, you get to the how. You get a little farther apart. Should we increase revenue or decrease costs? Well, you know, we start to debate and we get a little farther apart. And then down at the very bottom is the what. Raise taxes, lower taxes, whatever. The point is that I believe, if you're listening to this right now and you live in the United States, that you want our country to be better next year than it was this year. But right now, people on your team and in your company, some are hurting, some are nervous or scared, and it is a time of change for sure. It's already been acknowledged. There's going to be some changes. So let's talk through the first thing with leading your team through change.
Yeah, well, I think about Cy Wakeman's book, No Ego, and she talks about how much time people spend dealing with change management. And really what we should all kind of, our baseline is we need to be adaptable. And when we are adaptable, then change rolls off of us rather than pummels us. And so as we go into, I mean, we're just coming off of the pandemic. We are in 2024 right now. So we are like 2.5 years out of what I would call the pandemic, like the worst of the times for our business, and kind of when things were really stalled out. And that caused a lot of change. But businesses that really were able to adapt were able to grow despite all of these very dramatic changes. And so if what we can do as immigration lawyer law firm owners in particular, if we can start looking at the changes that are on the horizon as if they are a new pandemic, I think if we can reframe it that way, where it doesn't feel so personal against the people who we love, and sometimes in some cases against your people, you know, if you are a Hispanic person in the United States and perhaps you're undocumented and you own your own law firm, that would be very, very hard not to take a lot of these things that are being said about you very personally. But what we can do is reframe this and say, I refuse to get pummeled by change. Instead, what I will do is I'm going to be adaptable. And if I see areas in my business where this change or all the things that are on the horizon are going to cause me great problems, then that's a sign that there's an opportunity for improvement, which goes back to kind of your reframe of these are opportunities. And with those opportunities, what can we do? We will almost always get better when we see these vulnerabilities of our company. One of my mentors is Helen, who runs so many TV set trainings and is really active on Facebook groups. And she posted a series of like 5 or 10 different things that we should all start doing in light of the upcoming Trump administration. All of them were very common sense things. And I was relieved to see that we were squared on many of those things. But it made me realize, wow, I don't think in my new signature block, I have a confidentiality notice anymore. And somehow when my signature block was updated, my confidentiality notice went away. This is an opportunity for me to do better and more right by my clients by having these types of random audits almost. So that's kind of step one. But
by the time I got to the office this morning, someone had already emailed me and said my signature block was also missing it because you had brought it up. Mm-hmm. So that was a quick fix through the whole firm, but it was a positive fix.
I hope someone went in and did mine. I hope so.
But they did. Yeah, they went through everybody's.
That's awesome. That's so great. Yeah, Aunt Erin on the job. So those types of things are just opportunities for improvement. We want those things anyway. And it's like a random audit of your own business. So we can look at things in that way.
Yeah. And I liked earlier when we spoke with our team, how you focused on our mission. And if you are not really clear on your core values and your mission and vision statement within your company, now is a really great time. It's November. We're about to roll over into the new year. It's that time of year when we start looking up and planning out the next year, right? It's a great time to do that core values exercise that we've talked about and we've put online before. And we can post it again in the show notes for this show. But the core values exercise and your mission and vision statement, because when you have those and they're really dialed in, you fall back on them. And you say, why are we all here? And what are we all working towards? And when you get people focused on the mission they're going to accomplish, then a lot of the other noise around them tends to fade away. And right now, there's a lot of noise.
There's a lot of noise. And that takes us to the top of when you talk about a pyramid or a triangle. At the very top being, as Americans, we should all be reunited around the fact that what we want is for our country to be better next year. And how or who does that, we're, I think, a little bit divided on. But the same is true in our company. So in our company, our mission at New Frontier Immigration Law is to help change a million lives of undocumented immigrants. That's a really big, lofty goal. And so I called an emergency team meeting today, just over the weekend. I mean, truth be told, like, we can kind of, we'll give the backstory after we describe the meeting, because the meeting probably felt very like brave and all of those things. But in reality, I had a really hard weekend with my own mental health. But nevertheless, I called an emergency meeting this morning and said, everybody in the whole firm needs to be here. You are not, if you have an existing meeting, you need to go ahead and cancel it, even if it's a client meeting. And I really never do that. And I started the meeting by telling everybody, hey, everything's okay. No one's like, nothing's wrong. But I do want to have a sincere conversation about what's going on so that we're all united and in lockstep about the messaging that we give our clients, because they're calling in and looking to us for guidance. And if we don't have confident receptionists answering the phone, if we don't know what resource to send people to, we're going to only add to our clients' anxiety. And if you're like me, you add just a little dash of extra worry into anxiety, and I start to really, really spin. So it's also important for people to feel safe and secure in their job and to know that they have a leader who is bold and brave, you know, or whatever words that you want to use. So even though I didn't necessarily feel that way this morning, I mean, it was like a big breath in, big breath out, here we go, tend to turn on the influencer, it needed to be done. And so it was, y'all, our mission doesn't change depending on who the president is. Our mission doesn't change if options are here or they are not here. The whole existence of this organization is for one reason and one reason only, and that is not going to change. And then the other piece of that is, you know, we have to say to ourselves, and so I said to our team was, this is our moment. Everything in our lives have prepared us for this challenge. Everything in our lives, including 4 years of a Trump presidency and administration before, has prepared us for what lies ahead. And it tells us that when there's opportunities for us to scale, we should. Because if we hadn't scaled in the last 4 years, we wouldn't be sending out 400 filings a month right now. We would still be sending out 60 or 80 filings a month. And what a great disservice that would be to the hundreds and hundreds of more clients that we send out their filings now than we would have if we hadn't really figured the system out over the last 4 years. But you guys, it is game time. It is showtime. When you think about like the gladiators or whatever, however you want to think about this, it's about to be time for us to go out, and we're going to go on stage as immigration lawyers, and we're going to fight for due process and for freedom and for the Constitution and for people who don't literally have the words in their vocabulary because it's a different language. We are going to go in and we're going to fight for those people. And this is not the time for us to back down. It's not the time for us to retract. It's not the time for us to live in fear. It's instead a time for us to buckle down and get ready for the fight.
And I loved your analogy to COVID. For me, that was a time where I led through change. I took over as the commander of a fighter squadron in May of 2020. So COVID had just kicked off. We're in masks. We're trying to figure it out. At the time, what we did, we sent half the team home and half the team there because the U.S. military, we wanted to be prepared for anything, and you could never have more than half the team sick. And we just didn't know. There was so much change. Well, then shortly after you remember during the pandemic, there was protests and there was rioting. Well, in my squadron, it was a joint U.S. and Singapore squadron. I had 287 Singaporeans in my squadron who were kind of like, dude, what the heck is going on? And they looked to me as the leader to, you know.
Yeah, because the Black Lives Matter movement was happening.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they see all these protests going on, and they don't know what's going on in America, this country that they're stationed in, but they're not necessarily a citizen of. And then I also had U.S. Members who were under my command. And so I had to go out and address it. I couldn't not say something. And on numerous occasions, I addressed things that were going on. Even though we were military and we're impartial and all of that, you still need to address it because your team is there going, what the heck's going on? And they want to see you and know that you have a plan, that you have a position, that you've got their back, that, you know, this is going to be okay. We have weathered worse. We will face something even worse down the road that we don't even know yet. But being the leader and stepping up in front of your people is one of the most important things that you can do during unknown and tumultuous times. And if you're listening to this as an immigration law firm owner right now, you are on the precipice of a tumultuous time.
And your team needs you to stand up in front of them now more than ever. And your clients also need to see you stand up in front of them. So my suggestion and our call to action for today is for you to have two separate meetings. One is a meeting with your team, and you need to have this meeting with your entire team. And it can be a stand up. It can be however you want to do it. But as you prepare to talk, so that's meeting one. Meeting two is going to be with your clients. So invite them to a Facebook Live, invite them to, if you have a small number of clients or, you know, whatever it is, have it be live in the sense that hopefully they can then ask their questions. We're going to do some type of like Uber conference call. I don't remember what the company got bought out, but it used to be called Uber conference, but you can call in. And we're going to invite all of our leads and we're going to invite all of our clients to this call. And we are going to be the voice of reason and hope and a source of solid information that is not packed with fear, but is instead, these are the things you need to do and really give people some action steps. The best way to get people out of fear is to give them action steps that are very small that they can take right now. So like little by little, don't focus on the big picture. They're in the middle of a trauma fit right now. Have them just take one little step at a time that they know, okay, once I do this, then I need to call the attorney and do this next thing next. But when you talk to your team and also when you talk to your clients, think before you speak about how you want them to feel at the end of what you say, because then it won't matter what you say. Like everybody knows this Maya Angelou quote, it's the best, but no one really cares at the end of the day what you're saying to them. What you want to do is really focus on what do I want them to feel at the end of this conversation, and then what do I want them to do. So I emphasize to my team, we're about to get into a hectic season. I do not want you resigning with 2 or 3 days notice, because we do have that sometimes with some of our independent contractors where they're just not going to renew their contract with us, but we're on a rolling month by month contract. And so I'm asking them, please give us notice. Please give us a 1 month notice period so that our clients are not the ones who are hosed by you moving on. I want you to move on. I want you to do great things in your life, but let's not, step on the shoulders and backs of our clients in order to get to the next step in our career. And then also let clients know we are here for you. We have a plan. We are confident. I'm so glad you have your case filed. And we gave them some messaging and some tools so that they got off that call. I mean, people were like doing the raise the roof motion and the emojis of clapping hands. And it's always so awkward to give these speeches or these talks alone in your office, because you're like preaching at a TV screen where you can only see like 10 people on your panel view. But it felt for me really good to be the leader I'm a little scared to be right now, but I knew was needed of me.
And now is not the time to run. If you are an immigration law firm owner, an immigration attorney, you are needed right now more than you have been needed in a very long time. So now is not the time to run.
Yeah. I mean, you do you is what I will say. You do you. But if you have clients and you have team members, this is not the time to hide. It's definitely not the time to like get behind your desk and start working on things and like really freaking out. So if you're not part of New Frontier University, I urge you to become part of New Frontier University, because every month we have an attorney call and it's $200 a month for you to join and not only have a team member train, but you also then get to, as part of your value add, you get to come and we're in community with other people who are like-minded and we're going to be able to get through this together. But if you're not in a like-minded community, and y'all, if we start reading all of these Facebook posts, you go to the bad place, because not only do you see people who are going to pack up and sell their firm and they think that there's going to be no more immigration work for us and all these other things, that it was just like this when the pandemic hit and my business and many, many, many other people's businesses grew through and despite the pandemic. This has to be the same energy that we bring to the next, you know, series of changes, because we are adaptable.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have never led through change, grab a book on it, read up, and then just do it. Just take action. Action is the antidote to anxiety. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, friends.